Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
That caught mine and David's eyes. But before we get to that, those psukim that caught my eyes in Parshas Vayetze, I want to talk with David about the year of Yaakov Avinu for a few minutes. The Sfasemis is busy yearly discussing it, and we have to see it through our experiences, The Torah, Yaakov Avinu has the first prophecy of his life. He has a nevuah. And what's this lofty, elevated, remarkable experience of a nevuah, of a prophecy? He connects to Hashem in the deepest way of his life. And he wakes up, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnasi, wakes up his first prophecy. And he says, V'amar, Ochen Yesham Makmaz Avinachli Yadot Vayirah. There's a year. And the Sfasemis yearly was busy studying what's this year. It's a very important topic. We all have big moments in our life, very spiritual, powerful moments, moments of great ascension. Reb Miller spoke about a moment in his life when he was pondering a flower, and he said he reached the Madreg in the Carpathian Mountains, and he says he was Karav Lenevuah. He felt that it was close to prophecy. We've all had moments of Limud HaTorah, where you were mamish and gross, and you felt like a big aliyah. Might have been a certain chesed we were involved in. All different reasons and cases and stories in our lives where we have rizig of moments of a tremendous steiging and growth and kirvas Hashem. And it's fascinating, and the Sfasemis yearly was busy with this. It's important to observe and study what happens to Yaakov. He's afraid. When I was a youngster, my father told me, I'm not coming to in any way, not just chas v'shalom, not making fun, chas v'shalom. It's Torah v'lumad anitzarech. My father would describe the night after the Seder, two tzaddikim, after the Seder, and one tzaddik was like a wreck the next morning. He was like a mess. And my father said he was just, the tzaddik was so worried. There was so many mitzvahs the night before. He was like a wreck. Just a sense of did I do them right? It's so much pressure and overwhelming. It was a wreck. And another tzaddik that came the next morning was shining so besimcha the whole night. I was Eiskim Ratzon Hashem. Now, we can imagine, I can say personally, I'm more drawn to the tzaddik who the next morning was so excited than the year. I've told people who bought new things, a guy buys a new car, if it's just a worry about the thing getting nicked, did you get anything good already? That's the whole worry about your car. The Veltz is a joke. A guy says to his mother, he says, Ma, you know that vase you were always worried I would break? Don't worry anymore. the whole thing is just a chetimsa to worry. That's the ganze zach. So I was not very moved by the tzaddik. I'm not making fun in any which way. And somebody could say, there's what to see in that tzaddik, or the next morning was a wreck. I could say it's hard for me to be drawn that way. Somebody could tie in it, and I could even give a pshat. Maybe in this Sfasemis, I really want to study Yaakov Avinu. I want to, this is a big thing for us. The Yaakov Avinu's response to this moment of prophecy, of Nevuah, this moment of Beis Elikim, the moment of seeing his own godless, the Svarim bring, that he saw how his activities, granted, are rooted in the ground, but Roshay Magia Shamaima, he saw the impact when the Beis Yosef learned with the angel, the Magid Mesharim. So the Magid told him, if you would know what your Torah is doing in Shemaim, you wouldn't be able to sleep at night. You're just unaware. If you would know, your mamish couldn't sleep. The Malach told the Beis Yosef, he said, if you knew the impact of your Torah, you'd never fall asleep, you wouldn't stop learning. So Baruch Hashem, you're just not aware. Yaakov's made aware, his actions, Roshay Magia Shamaima, you know what you're doing is your mamish impacting, lamais. If somebody, the Nefesh HaChaim describes when somebody learns Torah, what happens? I don't emotionally, I can't, like, if I would be able to feel it, our learning, my learning would be, you wouldn't stop learning. He describes things that I want to, like, connect to it. It's like, I hear, intellectually I hear. It's hard, if somebody would emotionally experience that, what their Torah is doing, the Malach told the Beis Yosef, if you would, like, be aware, you wouldn't go to sleep. Now you could ask, the Malach told him, so did he stop sleeping after? Of course not. He's not saying the idea. He's saying if it would be like part of your consciousness, it's not the piece of information. You could read, anybody could open Shar Dal Nef Shachayim. But if you could somehow emotionally, like it hits you, you experience Torah, what Torah is, what it does, and certainly there's amounts we could experience this. What is this? And Yaakov Avinu learns it. He learns the impact and his response of learning this, of learning that Reisha Magi HaShemayim, the impact of your actions is Yira, is fair. What is that? What is that? What's that experience? He's now scared. So the Sfasemis yearly would grapple, but you understand that the Sfasemis was like studying Torah. He's learning us. He's understanding Yaakov Avinu. This was like the topic in Parshas Vayetze, the yearly the Sfasemis was. But I expressed to this Chevra a few times. It's like, you see the energy of Sfasemis. It's not like, hey, this year, maybe I'll say another pshat, like for the cover of the year. He's not like saying pshatim different years, like, you know, hey, it's not how you learn. It's not how you learn Torah. You yearly, the kasha moved him year after year and spoke to him. Then he was a year different and a year of more and a year of going through different things. Kasha bothers energy. The year of Yaakov, I would like to contemplate. I think I'm going to ask this question the rest of my life. I think so. The year of Yaakovina, what's the experience? What's happening? What's he moved? Anybody who studies Beis HaMikdash knows this says Mikdashi Tira'u. There's a big inyan, V'sham Navadcha B'yira. There's a big inyan here of the year, of some yira that comes. So I want to share two of the years. I don't want to like tell you pshat. That's not what I want to do. I want to like experience ourselves. There are two things that are very beautiful reactions to big madregas. And the Sfasemis in 2 years, he says many years, he said different things. And this is just one man's attempt, the Sfasemis, to try to, he says very few words, Kederach HaRishayim. I want to share two experiences that I think we all can relate to that's very, very powerful. He says one is responsibility. That's the word the Sfasemis says. The year of Yaakov's the realization, like, we're a lot. We have an neshama, it's a big thing. And the sense of responsibility. It might even be that tzaddik who Pesach morning looked like very mitchered. There might be some of this that's there. Did I do what I'm supposed to? There should be a simcha also, but there's a year of the sense, a certain chaos. A certain, it's even a drive, it's an energy of, whoa, I'm a lot and there's a lot I could do, let's go. It's not a year that locks somebody up. There's an energy of, whoa, okay. Somebody finds out what they could do and who they are and what they mean and that they have a tremendous R. The year is a sense of, the Sfasem is 1 year. Describes a sense of responsibility that Yaakov's oimed, that there's a world he's going to build. Reisha Megi HaShemayim. He's Bechira Avos. He has something, he's charged. And 1 year, the Sfasemis says that's the year. A great sense of responsibility. The fear is just an awareness of, wow, I have a lot to do. And that's one aspect of the year of Yaakov Avinu, and a year that a person, that all of us are shayach to, it's a very beautiful response to sensing one owns, not a gaiva, not an arrogance, a haughtiness, looking down at anybody else, but Yaakov Avinu, a sense of responsibility. That realization of what I am, of what I have, and the neshama that he's gifted with, is a year of responsibility. That's what the Sfasemis said, 1 year. another year what the Sfas, and again, this is the way I'm understanding what the Sfas Emes came to, and I'm saying this is something I'm asking people to contemplate. What's happening here? What's this Yira? Another sense of the Yira is the tremendous sense that I'm functioning lifnei Hashem, and he says is a certain reverence, a sense of the importance of our actions. I didn't chap like the meaning of what I do. And the functioning lifnei Hashem is, whoa, this is big. So there's one, a sense of responsibility and taking more and owning up more and trying to pull more out. I could do much more. That's one year. The Sfas Emes said a hakara that a person can have. And another is a humility, the schos of being lifnei Hashem. We do and we accomplish, but somebody can chap. I'm functioning with Nei Hashem. He's watching me. He cares about what I do. It's significant what I do. I didn't realize what an audience I have. I didn't realize the functioning with Nei Hashem. And one year, there's like, people use this line, I'm like humbled. They told me they did something big and accomplished. They said, I'm humbled by this. A sense that Hashem gave me the opportunity to serve in front of Hashem. There's a line in the Messiah Sesharim who describes that Asiyas HaMitzvahs is Oymei Lefnei Hashem, just like Shemon Esrei. It's interesting because Rabbeinu Yoina writes that B'Shas HaMitzvah Tfilas Eshel Adam Nishmas. The Messiah Sesharim's Mivur that Shemon Esrei and Shas of Asiyas HaMitzvah Lefnei Hashem. And there's a bechina of a person, Reisha Megia Shemayim, like it was very big what I was doing. When a person has a recognition of the chomer and the seriousness of his actions, there's a year of a sense of humble lifnei Hashem. What a zchus. I'm able to do things that count and matter. I feel more. And there's a year of the era, humility and a sense of achnot Hashem, of functioning lifnei Hashem. Those are two of the years that the Sfas Emes was Yoyra to. I wanted to specifically share with the Chever the sense of responsibility. A year of a sense of recognition. By year, Yaakov Vinu has a year of a sense of fire and a sense of, I've been gifted a lot. And this Pashat, I could do a lot with this. I could do a lot with this. That Hakar of a person in great moments is a very neat thing for a person to hold on to and to carry that sense of responsibility. I am a lot and could do a lot. And there's a yira that comes in that, a sense of responsibility. So I wanted to share this. I asked the Chevra to think about it. This yira that the Sfas Emes yearly would try to contemplate, the yira of Yaakov Avinu, I find his different thoughts on it very moving. And if I could say that all of us have our own, we come from the Avos. Studying the Avos is to study ourselves. And the year of Yaakov, the holy year of Yaakov Avinu, that's a beautiful type of year to try to learn it, to try to understand it. This is something the Sfas Emes wasn't just willing to say, Yaakov had a year. Yearly, he would like try to contemplate the year of Yaakov Avinu. I wanted that specific year that he was Yoyrid as a year of discovering where Shayach Tashem, Roshim Gashmaim, Nevuah. Person reaches up, we're so here and we chap, we're Shayach to big things, the sense of responsibility that could drive a person and cause tremendous activity, tremendous fire. And that, he says, is like the nervousness. I've been given a lot. Whoa. It's heavy on a person, the sense of responsibility. A friend of mine, a friend of ours, somebody won the lottery this week, a Fruma Yid won the lottery. So I was like thinking like a person finds out they have tons of money. They have a nice number, and that becomes like, the first thing is Geschmack, then it's like a sense of responsibility. What am I going to do? What am I going to build? How do I use this? What do you create? All of a sudden you have money. In a certain way, that's like the year after all the joy, and there's a tremendous joy of the person's rich. There's also a sense of, whoa, okay, what am I going to do with this? That's like the year of Yaakov Avinu. That's how the Sfas Emes one year, a sense of, I have like big possibilities, much more than billions of dollars. We have a neshama, Reisha Megei Shemaim.
Our actions are very big and our neshamas reaches crazy places we have. That sense of responsibility is like a serious thing. And maybe in some way it relates to the nervousness of that tzaddik. Like, was worried. To me, the energy is a chaos. I don't know if it would look overwhelming as much as it would be like, okay, rolling up the sleeve, you get to work. I don't know. There's things to do here. I picture after winning, after the joy of winning. You know, in the lottery always says, all you need is a dollar and a dream. I always say, if you dream, you don't even need the dollar. Like, I'm busy thinking about what to do with the money, like somebody else won it. If you have the dream, you don't need the dollar, maybe. But it like hits me, this nakuda to get a lot after your initial joy is, oh my goodness, like, there's a lot I could do. Okay, what are we going to do now? Okay, I don't know, you have to like figure it out. That's the year of the Tzfas Emes, 1 year, said that's the year of Yaakov Avinu, literally. That's how I understand he learned. If somebody has a different pshat, I'm comfortable somebody saying a different pshat, Shem's yet. In this year of Yaakov Avinu, 1 year, the Tzfas Emes, apparently, the way I, when you hear the Tzfas, he's very brief. The way one guy understood the Tzfas Emes, that's how I understood 1 year's conclusion of that era. I think there's a very beautiful space in our own Avodas Hashem. When we have a good moment, a good tkufa, a good period, and a person feels it, that's something cool to tap into. To chap, we have a big zach. Then what am I doing with that? Okay, so let me, like the achrayas of that, it's a good place to tap into. I leave it to the chevra to contemplate this year of Yaakov Avinu. The pasuk that caught my attention, and I've been handling with David a lot, and there's a word, David, that I can't figure out. I'm going to share a pshat from the Rav Chitzer, but I'd be honest, pshat I can't figure it out. Yaakov comes to Haran, and obviously the first encounter there is a big deal, and it's the emes, the midah of emes of Yaakov Avinu, and he sees shepherds that with their sheep. By daytime, you're supposed to pasture the sheep in the fields, and the shepherds are lazying around by the well. It's not appropriate. They're sitting there. Rashi says the cattle are raves and they're lying down. Now, during the day, the system is by day, animals need a drink by day. You bring them to the well, they drink, and then you bring them right back to pasture. At night, when they're over, then they lazy around and the animals all lie down, like done for the day. By day, you bring them to the well, quick drink, and then you bring them right out to the sada again. Yaakov comes to the well, and he sees this. And he talks to the chevra for a while. Do you know love him? We know him. Then Yaakov Avinu gives mussar to the shepherds. And he says, the day is still early. It's not the time to gather the sheep yet. Hashku atzayin, give them to drink. Ulechuru, go pasture. There's one word I can't figure out, the word hain. I looked in Svarim, the word hain, but the word, I don't know what the word hain, there's no extra word in the Torah. I could read the pasuk perfectly. I don't know what the word hain is saying. That word hain, hainun. He says, vayoymer, oida yoym gadol. Still time left in the day. It's not time to gather the sheep. Give them to drink and get out of here. The word hain, revavi, I can't figure it out. Pshat. I like reading Torah. Hain. I don't know what the word hain. It does, if the pasuk would be written without the hain, I would read it just perfectly. I can't figure out what the word hain, what hain is saying. Hainon. It doesn't. He said to them, there's still a lot of time left to the day, Avi. It's early. It's not time to gather the sheep. Go give the. I don't know. Shimmy, I can't figure out the word hain. It does. I don't know. It doesn't seem to add anything. It's very much on my brain. The pasta caught my eyes for something else. And then I just can't read the word hain. We'll get to the word hain in a second. I wonder, Aveli, that Rashi says a pshad here, that it's important, Rashi. I wonder, David, that Rashi's addressing the hain. He doesn't say that. Rashi doesn't ask on the hain. But Rashi says that he sees they're lazying around, and he says like a memanashach to them. He says, I don't know you guys. I still know you. I'm new to town. If these are your, if you're hired workers, let's read the Rashi. Amar lem, hein oida yom gadol. He quotes the hein, but he quotes the whole pasuk. Kiloimar, meaning, im schire yom atem. If you're hired workers, la yishlamtem pulas hayom. You're ganavim. You're literally a thief. Yaakov's an amistik ayin. If you're hired workers, excuse me, you're thieves. Then he says, "V'im habehemu shalachem." If your owners, so maybe your owners, afal pikin le'esi asif amikna. It's not time. Now the shah is what Rashi means. If they're owners, who's to tell them when to close their store? It's not time. And shuldukmir, they're the owners. I had a mice in Shoprite Zichrono Livracha, the old Shoprite that shut down. I was waiting for flowers. I was waiting to buy flowers. And the person before me had some funeral arrangement, and it took forever. They were hacking and tumbling, and we just waited and waited just to pay for my flowers. So the lady selling the flowers goes to me and the next few people in line, takes a paid sticker and says, it's free, I'm sorry, we kept you waiting. Paid, paid, paid. I got like expensive flowers, like $50 flowers. She put a paid on there, paid. Paid, paid, paid. Like four, there was a few people online. She put a sticker and said, don't worry, it's free. So I didn't want to embarrass her, but I pulled her aside. I said, excuse me, I just don't think you have the right to like give out so much for free. I don't like Neva. You're giving me all this for free. You're giving me free. You're the flower lady. Like, did the store give you rishus? So I like criticized her that I'm going to pay. I'm not taking it free. I don't know if you have the right. She said, excuse me. She was Mrs. Torquenado, Miss Torquenado. Her and her brother. Her and her brother owned. She was honored by the yeshiva. Her and her brother owned Shoprite. The flower lady wasn't there, and she was taking over, which is what the whole delay. She was giving it free. She was like, yeah. She said, "I own the store." And Shuldik Mir. It's like Yaakov Avinu says to them, like even if you're the owners, even if you're the owners, there's not the way to do it. She's the only she can give away the whole store. She could put it paid on everything in the store. What's Yaakov saying? If they're the owners, what's he saying? Yaakov says, if you're hired workers, so then you're ganavim. And even if you're the owners, afal pikin, he doesn't explain Rashi. Yeah. Now the Archaim HaKadosh says sar balachayim to the animals. He's not saying it bedas Rashi. He says Yaakovin, who's giving them mussar, sar balachayim. Animals are lying on, they want a pasture. Get them out, luchuru, sar balachayim. I don't think that's what Rashi means. It's a nice pshat, because in Rashi didn't say it. He should have said Tzar Bilchayim. Rashi says, if you're Schirei Yoyim, lo yishlamtem pulas hayoyim, you didn't pay up, you got nothing. And even if your owner's afal pikein, if he meant Tzar Bilchayim, there's a new cheshbon, say Tzar Bilchayim. Iker chasam and asefer. Rashi forgot to tell you about Tzar Bilchayim, it's a chiddush. It's in the Torah, Tzar Bilchayim. Rashi's not saying that. Now what is Rashi saying? He just says, afal pikin, why lama? So I can't figure out the Rashi. I couldn't figure out the Rashi. I want to say maybe an idea or two. Something Chevra said, David said. I'll share some ideas, but I want to say to the Chevra, Rashi brings such a medrash. Where does he see this like memanavshach? I wonder if the word hain, and I'm not clear why that's in the word hain. It's hain. Could hain be like some word that means like emes, like memanavshach? Could Rai Balzim, could somehow the word hain, I don't know why, because I can't figure out the word hain, could somehow hain say memanavshach, like hain, I don't know how that's hain. No matter what. Hain's like no matter what. That's in the word hain. So Rashi's not stam bringing a medrash. The word hain is like no matter what. Hain, no matter what. I don't know if that's the... So what's this hain? I don't know. I don't know what the hain is. Everything in the pasuk reads perfectly. I can't figure out the hain. If somehow it means no matter what, then it's geshmak the Rashi that that's the hein oida yom gadol. Whatever you want to say, hein oida yom gadol. Whatever you want to say, oida yom gadol. I don't know if that's true. I don't know the word hein.
Does it?
Is that what hein means? Maybe.
Mean
I don't know. I don't know. I can't. I don't want to like now say it. The word "hein" threw me off a lot. I looked around. I found the Rav Chitzer for the Chevra, but you're not going to be happy in Pshat Chevra. But the Rav Chitzer set a Pshat on the hein. But when I was reading the Torah, I couldn't figure out the hein. Maybe Rashi in the Meman of Shachrei Bolzim, who says whatever you say, maybe that somehow licked in the hein. It doesn't add anything. Whenever you read a pasuk, and everything can be said without a word there. So, like, say, like the hein is meisim. The Rav Chitzer said, he said like this. But I love that he was bothered and pshat by the word hein. I looked a lot of places, and there's what I'm still researching the hein. The Rav Chitzer said on the word hein. He says that every letter in the Aleph Beis has a shutuf to get to 10. 10 is a number, shalim. Aleph has tes. Beis has ches. 2 plus 8 is 10. Gimel has zayin. 3 plus 7. Every number has a partner to get to 10. He says, hey gets to 10 from itself. It doesn't. Hey plus hey equals 10. It doesn't need something else to get to mispashom. It doesn't have another shutuf to get to 10. He says that's in the single digits. In the double digits, in Yud till Kuf, also every letter to get to Kuf, to get to a Mispar Shalom of 100. So each one has a partner that gets it to a Mispar Shalom, Kuf to pay, etc. He says that the two letters that don't have partners are Hey and Nun. And the Rav Chitzer says that Hey and Nun are standalone numbers, they don't have partners. And he said, Hein. When a person is a standalone fellow, is not ma'agim to others, so then Klal Yisrael doesn't have Mashiach yet. It's not time to gather. If we're b'chinas hein, the Rav Chitzer said, if we're not ba'achtus, we're hey and nun, that we're standaloners, and we're not ma'agim to Klal Yisrael, it's not time to gather the sheep yet. Then it's not the Zman of Gula yet. Okay, Geshmak, I appreciate it a lot. Whenever in Chassidus Torah they say it, it will have its root in Pshat. I haven't figured out typically, you'll find in Pshat that they're rooted in Pshat. I don't know what that hein is, but I like that he struggled with the hein and said, the Rav Chitzer said, Dvarim Neflaim, that when you begin as hein, then it's Le'es Heyosef HaMikna. When it's not Ba'achta, it's not the numbers that are Ma'agad, Tzazamin, it's Heinun, so then it's Le'es Heyosef HaMikna. That's the Rav Chitzer said. Lemaisa, I want to say pshat in the Rashi. What's he saying if you're the owners? So what mussar is he giving them? If they're owners, it's not time to gather. If they're the owners, they don't have to answer to anybody. She's Mrs. Torquemada. She can give free flowers to whoever she wants. So what's going on here? One Bacher said pshat, Shlomo Guri said pshat, a nice pshat. He tainted that they're crowding the way here. That by day you come to the well and you get and leave to hang out with your whole flock and children, move over. And I like the pshat because vayter gneva. And it sounds in Rashi, for if you schire yoyim, sastam yeganavim. Even if you bailim, and children, move over. The only problem is he wanted a tiny yipstam blocking the way. Other people want. Rachli men who's coming. Hine rachl ba matzah and shol dekmir. Like you parked here. Lo yesei yasef hamikna. It's not time. Get out of the way. Move. It's the middle of the day. The only problem is l'chur u go pasture is not the problem. Don't be here. I don't care if you end your day. Rashi says, Kisper shall write some last mikna habaisa for a year. The problem is not that you're not pasturing anymore. The problem is that you're hanging out here. You want to bring them home, that's your problem. Just skedaddle from here. So, it doesn't sound like him in Rashi. in Pshat, in the Psukim, maybe even if they're Balaam, they shouldn't be right here. But in the Rashi, sounds like the problem is that he plans to go home. David wanted a taina that there's an oifin ragil of ishtadlus. And he's saying there's not, and I'm not saying it's the laziness. He's criticizing this not how you do business. Imagine you see a business close every day at like 3. You say it's not the ishtadlus. Business is stay open till 5. There's a way, there's a normal practice. But I don't know if that's his space for Musar. Is there any taina? You're just telling him it's not going to work. You have an oifin of ishtadlus. You're not doing the oifin of ishtadlus. I'm not sure. I'm like everybody, it's like, you don't know us. What are you giving us Musar and how to do the ishtadlus? Be'emes, I'm very troubled in Rashi. Somebody has a pshat. Every pshat, the tzar b'lechayim pshat ador achayim ha-kodesh is probably not Rashi means, because it sounds like he's not adding another nekuda. Then the ikar is chasim and ha-sefer. Rashi should say tzar b'lechayim. The pshat that they're crowding the area is a good pshat. That's a inyan of Gneva. But he says kisper that they're going to bring to the bayis. That's not the problem. Problem is that you're here. Bring them home. I don't care. Just don't stay here. The pshat of David that there's something of laziness and atzlus and not the way you're supposed to do business. Maybe a little bit it sounds that way. Even if you do it, boss is afal pi kein. What are you doing? It sounds like some inyan. This is not the derech. Is it a laziness he's criticizing? Is it not an oifen of ishtadlus? You're doing ishtadlus. There's not the oifen of ishtadlus. You're trying to do ishtadlus, doch. Say, there's not the oifen. I can't figure it. If anybody has a pshat, we're open to pshatim. But he says to them, L'churu. So maybe he's giving you an etzah. Like David, you're like willing to say like David that he's saying, this is not the oifen of ishtadlus. There's an oifen of ishtadlus. Maybe. L'churu. Even if you're schirei yoyim meganofen. And even if not, afal pikein, there's not the oifen of ishtadlus. Maybe. I want to say to the chevron, I want to say, this is something my Rebbe spoke all the time, and I don't want to just say shtick luchtayr. I want to study the Yaakov. This is Golos here, right here. He's going to Golos. This is like this is our Av's foray into Golos, his initial experience leaving Eretz Yisrael. This is the story, and the first story is, it's not a Dover Pashat. The first story of Golos is success, is honesty. Let's be honest. Zayt Erlich. Be an Erlich person. Golos has challenges, and the main challenge of Golos is disclarity. Golos is a matzav of disclarity, and the yidzachrayis, we want to keep a sense of emes. And the erlichkeit, to be honest, erlichkeit. Yaakov Avinu's initial job in Golos is telling people to be erlich. Le'esei yosef amekna, erlichkeit. This is the guiding principle of the yid. In all our journey in Golos, the Yid is honest, the Yid is Erlich. Reb Schwab would scream this, would say this, would beg this of his tzibur, his beautiful tzibur. Reb Schwab was a Rav leading a tzibur. These were Golos Yidden, people that come from tremendous Golos, and his big message was honesty. My Rebbe, this was something he was busy with us, be Erlich, be honest. It's a big place for the Yid who always wants a path of emes. Path of truth. My Rebbe, this was like the word Erlich. Everybody has their word they use that's compliment. He called the Yids an Erlich. I was like, whoa. That was a big covet on a person, he's Erlich. That was like the word, if he mamish held. My kids hear me answer Shaduchim a lot. They've called me out. That you only, when you say a certain word, you hold. They say when they hear the word sincere, that's when you hold. If you don't say that word, we know you're not like, it's like, oh no, they figured things out. You got to be careful. They know like your words. But Erlich was a word by my Rebbe, that a person is honest. It's interesting that the path of Yaakov Avinu and the path of Golos was one of Oida Yom Godle, Eiseyasiv Anikna. Still time that it's not time. Erlichkeit, honesty, was the order of Yaakov going into Golos. To me, it makes a lot of sense. A Yid who wants to live with Emunah, who wants to live with Hashem, who wants a little bit of clarity of seeing Hashem in our life, Erlichkeit, to be honest in their journey, honest in their dealings. This is not a davar katan, that Yaakov Avinu is Musar. If somebody has a pshat, if they're the owner, is what he means, lo yodeh. We learned in last week's parasha, Rashi says on, lo yodeh, I don't know any idea ma bohu amdeinu. Rashi taught us in last week, you could only say yes pshat, when you could also say I don't know pshat. The Svasemis, who yearly had terutzims, because yearly he had kashas that he didn't know pshat. So it's very helpful to have kashas you don't know pshat. I don't know if they're the owners, what Yaakov Avinu is saying to them. And even if you're the owners, afal pikein, even so, still, it sounds a lot like David. But still, it's not the derech, there's something, even you're the owners, and he's not saying a different sugi of Tzar B'l'chaim. You're the owners, this is loizu ha-derech. He's telling them there's an oifen of ishtalis. You're cheating yourself somehow. Like, you're a boss. That's not how to run a business. Vivai, you're doing ishtalis. Do it the right way. It sounds funny. Maybe they're big maminim. They do less ishtalis. You tell a guy who's like ending his day early. He's running to Kenyan Atar. I saw a new shear start. He Pasha wants to go to Kenyan Atar. You tell him that's loizu ha-derech. A chiddush. Chiddush nifla. I can't figure out what Yaakov Avinu means. But this nekuda, certainly in Schire Yoim, where he's telling them you're gazlanim, I wanted to share the pshat of Hain, that it could be that's Rashi's saying this miman of shach, that that's licked in the Hain. Might be true, but that's the Hain, whatever you say. Maybe, I don't know if that's, if we have to research. I'm going to look the place where Aaron and Avi quoted other places where it says Hain. I want to check that out. Hain elsewhere, and really study the word Hain, it does hit me. We have the Rav Chitzer, very interesting, Hain. That when there's period, Oida Yom Godle, Isay Yosef HaMikna, there's still time left in the day, it's not time to gather sheep. The Rav Chitzer is big because the whole Inyan of taking off to get to the Mayim needs all the shepherds there. They speak about this Achdus right here. He says Hain is Lat Ba'achdus. That's Le'isay Yosef HaMikna. Then it's not time. That's a beautiful Rav Chitzer who says that here. So the tefillah to us all, our tefillah is that we should be zeichet to bechinas achdus Yisrael, to the young machadim, to achdus Yisrael, that taket should be the eis heyasef hamikna, hagotin Shabbos.
Yeah, I could tell the friction in the room that a few people had to go get a few.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.